Prologue, Kara.
701, 709, 719, 727, 733, 739.
In my head, I count all the prime numbers in order, an old habit that calms me when I'm nervous or panicked or otherwise freaked out. Oh, yeah, I'm totally freaked out right now, because this is Monarch's Day, the day that a small island in the Mediterranean Sea became a country 600 years ago. It seems like the world's aristocrats and bureaucrats and diplomats have gathered to celebrate at the annual ball. The Dubrovian Palace has turned into an exclusive venue with glamorous decorations, a full orchestra, red carpets, and dancing water fountains. I think I saw a flock of swans somewhere near the bathrooms. Dubrava may be a small player on the global stage, but they throw parties like no one else. Cameras and reporters have swarmed the palace. There are so many people here that I don't know, and I'm afraid of insulting a president and causing World War III. Who would have ever thought that a math nerd from Missouri would end up here? 743, 751, 757, 761. Oh my god. I'll probably get to 2 to the power of 74,207,281 minus 1, the highest known prime number, by the end of the night. I keep checking the time, and it seems to be going oh so slowly. I smile and try to look as gracious as possible. All this glitz and glam isn't my kind of scene. I wish I could just curl up with my Kindle and read until 2 in the morning like I used to before I met my boyfriend. Here, my boyfriend, Crown Prince Philip Celestro Duval of Dubrava, is in his element. He soaks it up like a lizard in the sun, talking and rubbing elbows with nobles. I'd been staying by his side, using him as a shield to ward off any prying questions or comments. Philip warned me that some reporters may try to find a scandal to write about for the paper in the morning. They've been especially cruel to me as an American dating a handsome billionaire prince, accusing me of being a gold digger. Things like that are why I like to stay away from these kinds of events. Less of a stage for me to fuck up. Yet, I've lost Philip in the sea of ball gowns and $20,000 tuxedos. Oh, hence the panic. 769, 773, 787, 797.
Cara, well, aren't you a vision of sophistication?
An elderly woman with a fur boa exclaims in a thick, unrecognizable accent. She's holding one of those long cigarette holders and gives me 2 air kisses for each cheek. I have no idea who this woman is, but I smile and nod graciously. Thank you, I say, bobbing my head, but not too far, as Philip warned me. As it's Dubrava's celebration, if I curtsy too far, it could be seen as a sign of weakness.
You look lovely yourself.
Oh, this old thing.
The woman does a slow turn, and the rhinestones embedded in her dress glitter blindingly.
I figured I should wear a favorite, this being Dubrava's 600th anniversary.
It is very pretty, I say, not knowing what else to say. I doubt she'd be interested in discussing whether the ABC conjecture was solved in 2012. I've been studying the 4 papers online, and it's fascinating. At least for me. The woman nods and walks away. Apparently I didn't meet her standards. I let out a disappointed breath. There's no way I'll be able to make it through tonight. And I've just realized I've lost my place in counting prime numbers. 2, 3, 5, 7... Here. A whiskey glass is shoved into my hands, filled with an amber liquid and crystal clear ice cubes. I look up to see Philip's younger brother, Eric, winking at me. His bow tie is loose and his dark hair is disheveled, giving him a roguish appearance, even in his tux. He salutes me with his own glass.
You have to drink, or else you'll never make it through these events.
He's apparently been taking his own advice to heart, and his speech is slurred. I think the drink is scotch, and I feel the sudden compulsion to chug the whole thing. I throw it back, grimacing as the liquid hits my gullet. I cover my mouth with the back of my hand, hoping that no one sees me unable to hold my liquor.
Thank you,
I cough. Eric's eyebrows raise in surprise.
Wow, I was thinking you'd be sipping on that for a while. But I guess that will do as well. You apparently needed it.